Blog Talk Radio.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Oh, man, I've been hearing a lot from the people over in Jamaica as well. They're doing fine, all things considered. But, hey, hope everybody's doing well. Hey, I'm not going to be long with y'all tonight. And the reason why I'm not going to be long with y'all tonight, because we got a message we got to get out tomorrow, all right? I am extremely tired, T-I-R-E-D. I've had a 3:30 in the morning day this week and a 4:30 in the morning day this week, and I'm sure you can see it in my eyes. I look like I'm about ready to go to sleep, don't I? Either that, I look like Cheech and Chong.
Zombie mode.
Yeah, zombie mode, man. I'm in zombie mode. And then having to holler and scream on Facebook at all these Jezebelic women.
Yes, sir.
I had to turn around and cry loud and spare not, brother. Just, I want all our holy sisters to start distancing yourself from anyone that is a tailbearer, a backbiter, and a deceiver. I'm serious. I want y'all to start distancing yourself from these people, because that's the only way that they know how to shut their mouths. Y'all women cannot live without slander, without having your mouth on somebody else, and you definitely can't mind your own damn business. That's all there is to it. Men don't have all these damn troubles like this, because we usually just talk to each other straight up. It just seems to be the simplest form, simplest way to go do it.
Nip it in the bud.
Mm-hmm. And then move on. Really. Because that's the only way we're going to starve this beast. Only way we're going to starve this beast. Well, you know, I've had some people ask me, and they said, and of course, I did a YouTube video. I put it out too as well. And a lot of people are concerned about what they think is going to take place and what's going to happen once we allegedly open back up. And I told you, I'm pessimistic. I'm not optimistic at all, because I just do not trust in the American spirit, none whatsoever at all. I just don't. I don't see it the way everybody else sees it. I'm sorry. And I usually don't miss this stuff. That's the sad part about it, which is a good part. At least I can see somewhat, discern somewhat. You know what I mean? You know, oil prices is really low, right? Extraordinarily low.
Yes.
So let me ask you all a question. How do you bring oil prices back up when they are that low? Anybody know? I'm going to give y'all a chance to chime in on Straightway Live over there. That's why I'm at the chat room. Give me the answer that you think it is, and I'll tell you what it is. When oil prices are this low, and if you are the powers that be, how do you bring them back up? And it's a good world. Somebody already got it. Two people got it. Yep, already. Ain't no need in waiting. You got that right. War. For glory's sake, war. You can believe it. And so look for that to be coming up on the horizons. Job losses for some people are going to be permanent. I want y'all to listen to me. Job losses for some people is literally going to be permanent. Because small businesses are already going out of business. The government is trying his best to intravenously infuse Federal Reserve notes into the economy. And the problem is they don't even know where a lot of this money is going, because it ain't making it to the small businesses.
No, it isn't.
And they're going to quickly learn that the small businesses is the backbone to this economy.
Foundation, yeah.
I know everybody is big corporation, corporation, corporation. Oh, yeah, I get it. Believe me. They're the big wigs and stuff, but I'm telling you, if you ain't got people working in these small businesses and paying in taxes and stuff, then ultimately what's going to happen when they can no longer buy the corporate widgets and gadgets? Acme company can't be producing stuff all day long if ain't nobody there to buy it.
Nobody buying
it. It's called supply and demand.
Yeah, true.
And brothers, believe me, I actually look for, the only thing positive that I can actually say to you in this generation right here is thank y'all Jesus is coming. When he comes, it'll be on time. But boy, I tell you, it sure will be nice for him to get on here, isn't it? When he comes, it'll be on time. Sure will be nice for him to go ahead and come on here, because I tell you, we in some trouble. We're in some literal trouble. And And that's why I keep saying over and over again, it's up to people like me to communicate so that we can be ahead of the power curve, ahead of the steps, so we can keep our hearts prepared.
God would not have us to be ignorant.
There you go. There you go. He won't have us to be ignorant.
Yes.
And if they don't get this right, they ain't going to get it right. What's getting ready to follow next is massive amount of bankruptcy. Massive amount of bankruptcy. They ain't got it. And what does bankruptcy do? Why? It puts the country even more so in debt, doesn't it? Yeah. So the downturn that's coming after they so-called startup is going to be great. And I'm wondering, what I've been thinking on today is, because we know we have our debt is just, there's no way it can be paid back, man. You know, they say it's at $24 trillion. It's a lot more than that, man. But it can't be paid back. Are you following me?
No way.
And if they were going to pay it back, they're not willing to suffer the pain to do it because they have to raise interest rates. And we got to go literally into an economic depression as a country for at least 5-10 years. That's before we even get anywhere close near the balance in the budget. This is just how economics work.
Yeah.
This is just how it works. I don't mean to sound gloom and doom, but I'm just flat out telling y'all the way it works. Well, I didn't learn that in economics. No, we didn't learn nothing in economics. I didn't learn what I know now in economics. I learned it through independent research and study. And then when I sit back and look at all this, I read the scriptures, I look at the signs of the time, I allow the Holy Spirit to download into my mind. After I ask, what in the world is really truly going on here today? And just the knowing just comes up, if you know what I mean. So the downturn is going to be something. Who would ever thought that oil would actually go into negative territory, though? Who would ever thought that? I mean, that's why I keep saying right now, if we're going to keep up with the negativity or the negative territory that the oil is in, should we all be going to the pump and be receiving money back? Because at one time, it literally almost seemed theoretically impossible that oil could go into the negative, especially $30, negative 30. 30 to where the supplies are paying the people to take it off their hands. And what are they going to do with it? They ain't got nowhere to start. The storage is a fool. What are we going to do? Run oil off on the land? No, the solution is stop pumping. They stopped mining for gold and silver and copper. They stopped it. That's why the spot prices are like $10. You know, silver's at $15-something, but to buy one silver coin, $25, I'm going to call it $25. The spot price is up $9-$8. Man, how do you do that? How do you do that?
How do you justify that?
It's greed. You can't justify that. There's no feasible way. It just doesn't make any logical sense whatsoever at all.
So true.
I am not one that get up here and try to report to you and just sit up here and bump my gums. I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Great job.
But then again, on the flip side, the only way to try to turn this thing around is for people to get back to work. But how are they going to get back to work if you're going back to work and there's no jobs? There's no jobs. And y'all not paying attention to the news and how many businesses is already shut. And this has almost been, a good month and a half? Is that long?
Yeah.
It's been that long?
Close.
Let's just admit it for a second, Americans. Let's just admit it. Everybody want to hear this? I know you don't want to hear this statement. I'm going to say it anyway, but we're going to admit it. We have to admit this, because if you don't admit it, you can't get any better. We have lived our lives overextending ourselves. Am I telling the truth, teacher?
Overextending.
We have. And they got these. We were the baby boomers, right?
Yes.
Vietnam era baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then they had, what was after generation after that one? That wasn't X, was it?
I've been X and millennials.
Yeah, they got the X. Then they got the millennials.
Yeah.
And then they got the generational. I mentioned it earlier. Zers, or something like that. I don't even know what the hell that is. But they already got a new one out for this one right here. And I'm telling you right now what I see. The people born in 2000 you know what? Can you imagine? You think these people are ready for war?
No, not this often.
You think these people, they don't even want to get out and go to work?
No.
There won't be no Social Security. Brother Shane and I are supposed to be able to collect Social Security here in about 10, 15 years, 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know if it's going to be there or not.
No.
Because the way Social Security works is it works on the previous generation investing in it. Now, I know that the government's been dipping in the kitty. That's why it's bankrupt. They've been dipping, man, in the kitty. But we're supposed to be able to depend on the generation coming behind us to be able to take care of us in our old age. You think that's going to happen?
Oh, no.
Henceforth, the wisdom of Yah are going against wind and tide while we have been disparaged, while we have been called every negative name under the sun, while we have looked like a sore thumb out of joint. They have ostracized us. They have disparaged us. They have called us and spoke evil of us and called us all kinds of names that people have spoke against us falsely. And in the midst of all that, as great as Yah is, and all praises to the Most High Yah, He has given us wisdom for straightway communities and the ministry to work in the reverse, the opposite way. While the whole damn world is going to hell in a handbasket, we are preserving ourselves.
Yeah, we're flourishing. Yeah.
So in our old age, we'll be able to leave something back for the next generation. The problem is we got to teach them to get off them damn cell phones. And we got to teach them to become immersed in the culture.
Good work.
And believe me, I'm watching everything. Even when you don't think I'm watching. There's no way in hell myself teach Elder Doug, Deacon Bell, Brother Rich, Sister Vicky, Mother Kara, all of us, and then Elder Rupert, Brother Kabir, Brother Daniel, Pastor Corey, all of us, Elder Mitch, all of us on these communities and stuff. There's no way in hell that we're going to turn around and leave our hard-earned labor to do Yah's will to a bunch of fools.
No.
You ain't going to deceive us with your words. We're watching action. And you don't fit the bill, you don't put the bill. No, you probably won't even be able to live on the community. I may pull one of them Marcus Aurelius on your butt. I'll tell them flat out who to get rid of and who to keep. Better follow my lead. I'll pull it on you in a heartbeat. Yeah. Call it what you want, but we ain't no damn fool. Believe me. You think you're watching us. But what happens when we're watching you? Huh? Think about that. What happens when we are watching you? Man. So now we live in a world where producers are paying traders to take their goods. And we ain't getting none of it. We ain't getting it. Well, when are we going to start feeling some relief? I guess we're feeling relief because we don't have to pay $3 a gallon for gas right now. I guess that's relief, right? I suppose we're supposed to be applauding for that. Hell, it shouldn't have been up there in the first place. Shouldn't have been up there in the first place. I think the wisest thing we could do You know, I keep eyeballing this Twitch right here, man. I got this Twitch on the desk right here. It keeps calling me in the midst of this broadcast. Look at that thing right there. It keeps calling me. I'm going to put it back down there. Just because it's calling, because they can't, there's got to be flesh right now, so I have to resist that. Because it's just too much attention being given to Twitch while I'm in the midst of a broadcast.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to mortify the flesh. Yeah, yeah. It was causing me problems, man. I guess we can put it in a good way. We're in trouble. Now, it's good to know that. So that way, we can start charting what we need to be doing even more so. I don't trust the government. I'm sorry, I just don't. I don't. History has proven to me and showed me what the government, somebody says, let me get it. Somebody, what they want to take the Twitch from me. Y'all want to deliver me from the Twitch, right? I'm up there paying attention to what my spirit is doing at Twitch, and I'm paying attention to what's going on in my heart while the whole time I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And that's just too much attention. My flesh know how it is. In my flesh, I remember one time, you know, I love ice cream, but I don't hardly eat it at all now. Not because I don't love it, because my damn flesh, man, had me tore up over ice cream. You sure would, man. I combed this whole house for ice cream. Boy, I beat that flesh to a pulp. I whooped that flesh rear end. Somebody says, crack twits. Dang. Losses are coming. We just need to go ahead and admit it. Losses, they're coming, Israel. Now, what we need to do, I hope you wasn't like some of these fools out here. Brother Shanky, teacher, how many people was in Walmart? Now, I know you can't give us a round figure. In there buying TVs. Come over here one more second and give us the story about what happened with the stimulus checks in this area up here.
I think it was on the fourth day
when
they first started coming out in, I guess, in numbers, I guess.
All right.
It had been hundreds. It had been hundreds.
So they didn't practice no social distancing either?
No, not. They never have. the folks that were But now I remember seeing, especially at our stock room, it was full of TVs.
Ooh.
And the day after that stimulus check hit, I think we had a quarter left of that stock of TVs that we had before. They bought it. I looked at it even today, and it's even less. People weren't there just wearing electronics out with checks.
When you should have been trying to go to the stores and try to find out how to store more food.
No, they wouldn't think about that.
Wasn't thinking about food.
Think about
you know
that.
The reason why they wouldn't think about food? Because the stores were still open.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Hey, how y'all looking on the supply of toilet paper?
Not good.
Still
out.
Still out?
Still out, yeah, and paper towels, and
there was a stack of toilet paper there a few weeks ago. It's gone already. It mean, nothing.
That's the only thing left there is probably store brand. We're constantly selling out of germicidal hand soap. And
they put a limit on that. They put a limit on antibacterial stuff.
Yes.
One per customer. I think no more than two. One, I know one for sure.
Wipes, everything, and still.
Baby wipes,
whatever it may be that actually.
Oh, antibacterial wipes.
Yeah, antibacterial wipes, and still, the demand is so high for them that the supply is not keeping up with it. As soon as we get it in, it evaporates.
Hey, global demand has literally done dropped to some unprecedented levels with the exception of the antibacterial companies. They get rich.
Mm-hmm.
Lysol. They rich. Toilet papers.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd ever thought that, hey, what if you could bottle toilet paper for some silver and gold? Man, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I think we done talked enough about this global epidemic. I keep saying epidemic, pandemic. I like calling it plague.
Plandemic.
There you go, plandemic. Plandemic. Because there's a lot of people just ain't buying this stuff. Because when you sit around here, you're around people every day.
Yes.
You go to the same old, I sit there and watch people wear some of the craziest stuff you've ever seen in your life. Gideon, Brother Gideon, showed me a picture, man, of this woman wearing I don't know if it was a woman or man, it was it. Wearing an old Russian gas mask. And Gideon said, you know, just one can, it was an old one, it was really old. It was really, way out front, it's an old one.
That's the huge one?
Yeah, it was an old gas mask out front. And he said, they doing more harm to themselves than good right now because they don't know that thing is full of asbestos. Is that not? Jesus. I got another one around the corner over there.
Right.
On the counter over there. Is that not crazy? Uh-oh. I just got a message right here that Costco in Columbus, I think it's Columbus, Ohio, sold out of 72 pallets of toilet paper in 2 days. Damn, I should have got some stock in some toilet paper, Kabir.
How'd they get that much?
72 pallets in 2 days. Kabir, man, I'll rebuke you, man. How did that week you ain't tell me that I need to get into some toilet paper stocks? You the financial planner here, you know better. Jeez. Well, my advice is still the same. I would grab a guitar, but I can't because it's got 6 strings. I need to get me a 1-string banjo and start playing it again. My advice is still the same. Get out of the population centers.
Yes.
How long have we been saying that, teacher?
Since the beginning.
Get out of the population center. You don't want to be there and be caught dead when civil unrest takes place. Because many of you, number one, you don't know how to defend yourself. You don't know any tactics. You don't know how to shoot worse yet. You don't. You know what I did just a few minutes, about an hour before broadcast? I pulled out my favorite gun in the world, that Kimber 1911,
mm-hmm.
Pro Custom Match 2. Went back out and shoot just to see what I got, man. I love that. That's the smoothest. Still, with all the guns they got out today and with all the guns we have,
mm-hmm.
There ain't another pistol still that shoots better than that one. Mind you, that thing cost $2,285 in 1999. Took a long time for me to pay for it, too. Because you know we had no money.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time. It took me a long time to pay for it. An extremely long time. But that thing is ready, Fred. It's just heavy. It's heavy. It probably give you hip problems, man. You carry it around all day. I do it during you. Y'all probably remember it's 10, but, man, I'm just old school. But I tell you what, and now that thing may be worth some money now since it's 21 years later. Man, that's one gun I would probably write in the trust and in the will. Nobody better not ever get rid of it. Just when you think you want to sell it, I'm going to have you put that picture of me up there. Go out your rear end. Is that a custom? Brother Jermaine asking North Carolina, is that a custom rifle you have behind you? Well, Brother Jermaine, let me say this, brother. Every individual weapon, for people who know what they're doing, is custom. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It is custom. In other words, no, when I bought that weapon, it was bone dry.
Stop.
And if you really, and what you see on that is stuff that I myself personally like on it. Now, that rifle right there is a hell of a lot more expensive than what it was when I first got it. It's got some material in there. It's a damn good rifle. Brother Brett, here on the land, my young son, he actually put me up on that HD Vortex site. You seen how that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That thing is something that's got a red dot on it too. You can use it for close quarter combat as well as long distance. I mean, it's that site's something else. And so, but anybody you see, especially when you come here, I don't know anybody nowadays that truly. And I used to be an armor. Let me give you a little bit of my background. When I was in 82nd Airborne Division, when I was an E4, I was in the arms room. That's where I would hand out weapons. I would take care of weapons. You know what I mean? Every time we go on jumps, then people turn back in and all this other stuff. And I actually got an Army Accommodation Medal for actually having the best arms room in the 82nd Airborne Division that year. I did. And that means that one time is really good. But I personally, I don't know anybody who knows weapons better than Brother Gideon. He knows those things. He can build those things, too. He can get the right part. He can go all the way down to get the right barrel for you, everything. This weapon I got, the trigger has been changed out. I got a scope on it, got a LaRue type. Matter of fact, Brother Smith, just go over on Patreon, man. I gave a rundown of that thing, a complete rundown of that thing. And all of our weapons around here, the brothers around here, everybody here has a weapon or two. And now I'm working on everybody having a primary weapon. Everybody got backup weapons. That's the pistol. But my brothers here got, and Brother Brent, I can't forget Brother Brent here on the land. That brother, man, he has just done, that brother, not only is he good at tactics, not only is he good at shooting too many, he's good, he's a good armor. He's a really good armor. He really is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he does very well. As a matter of fact, let me show you something. And then I got to go through this method and mold again and clear the weapon. Point in the same direction. We know it's clear. Look at this stippling job that Brother Brent did on my 45 right there. Look at that. That is a custom stippling job that Brother Brent here on the land did that. Look at the rear. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that stippling. Now, for some of y'all, this one, he does different textures. And this one may be too aggressive and too rough. My hands, because I be dealing with them blocks, man, they feel like center blocks, man, it fits fine for me. Maybe about 2 or 3 years, if I get arrested, I'm not doing blocks no more. I may have to have them to smooth it out a little bit, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
But see, look at that stippling job. Look at that stippling job. That means if when you out there, it's hot. You don't care how hard it gets. Your hands ain't losing no grip on you. You will have full 100% total control. And that was done here by Brother Brick here on the land. This will cost you upwards of $300 if you try to ship it off and get somebody out there to actually do it for you.
Oh, yes.
And Brother Brent does brother's weapons on the land at a discount, a serious discount. A serious discount. And so if you want your Glock custom made, yeah, I'm in love. I got a love affair with guns. I sure do. And it's not inordinate affection either. Don't ever sword me, love his sword.
Yes.
Love his sword.
Must know his weapon. Yes.
And I'm telling you, man, it does a good job. See, right now, we're getting ready to get off into the work here. My hand's doing pretty good right now. See, these dogs don't look too bad right now, do they? Boy, let me come back in here in a few more months and look at these dogs. Look at them dogs. Them dogs don't look too bad right now. They don't look good either, but they look bad. And Brother saying his hands just rough. His hands are not rougher. Just men getting it done. Brother Daniel Mears said, my Glock 45 is done perfectly. Yeah, he does a damn good job. Are we in the Sabbath yet? Nope. We still ain't even in the Sabbath yet. We on the Sabbaton. Let me give y'all a ministry break here for a second. I'll be right back, okay? Here, our precious sister in Canada.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025.
You may leave a message there,
and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. The King is coming. I had somebody ask me earlier, what should I invest in? And I said, of course, gold, silver, copper, food, and none of these are in any order. Guns, bullets, and more than anything, the Most High Yah. Yeah, more than anything, the Most High Yah. Growing your own food. In other words, we're not going to trump what the Bible says.
No,
everybody, whether they like it or not, they're going back to the basics.
Yeah.
The
old paths are coming back.
We have literally been, it's coming back whether you like it or not. Because we've been dumped down to an unprecedented level. We some dumbass people today in the church. You know what, brother, you talk about every time I see you, you talk about what's going on up there with these people in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, tell them about how y'all got all these tape and all these signs down for social distancing. You know, they just trying to do their little thing. Tell them what you got to deal with and what happens up there.
Well, we just recently, for a while there, we've had social distancing for a 6-foot rule.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many people follow that, just a few. And just now lately, we have put a directive on the floor on shopping flow. So the people have to go into the aisles a certain way. They want the customers to shop in a certain way. They want the customers shopping across from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they just want it going a certain way.
It's amazing. They put floor graphics on the floor,
and directing with green which way, go this way to shop. Shop in direction this way. And at the end of the aisle, beginning of the aisle, there's a green arrow. At the end of our aisle is don't enter. And it's amazing, as much as the floor graphics on the floor, the people are not conscious of what's going on. You know, they got customers that are conscious, what's going on, getting on to the customers that are not conscious what's going on. But the majority of the people that are patronizing the store are not giving a, I guess, with the F word. They're not giving no credence, no obeisance or nothing to the order that, you know, that's been put on the floor by the store.
They don't care.
They just don't care. Just like I told one person today, you know, just told him to, you know, be mindful of the floor graphics, and he pretty much told me, I said, nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'm just going to shop the way I want to shop. So the most of the people that are coming in the stores, you hear over the intercom that we're limiting people in the stores. We're limiting people in the stores, but the store's still full of people. 6-foot rule, you know, of everybody to keep, you know, this social distancing. But nobody is really giving credence or giving, you know, any form of obeying this very thing. Especially here in Lafayette. We just got a bunch of Bubbas, a bunch of folks that live down in Hills and Hollas. And
Bubbas and Beckys.
Bubbas and Beckys and a bunch of folks that barely got any teeth in their head. And
The meth.
But a lot of people are just still doing their own thing. They're not getting in there. They're not coming in the store to get stuff that is essential. But they're getting, you know, stuff according, I guess, to their desires, their lust, their pleasures. I remember a time, really, when this thing started wrapping up, there was a lot of theft of things of the sexual nature, like KY jellies and condoms and sex toys and everything. People were stealing them right and left. I think it was just the other day, someone found 2 pregnancy kits just emptied. 2 pregnancy kits right beside each other, emptied.
Well, I meant to mention something about that. I did on another video earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, saints of the Most High, that most of the heathen, the most of the world, as Pastor said, they're oblivious to what's going on. They're going to continue life as they desire. They see life to live. They're going to do what they desire to do.
Yeah.
They ain't going to be governed by any means, any manner, any way. It's just sad. It's just sad. Just sad, saints. I just pray that the Most High God will keep us in His grace and His mercy, and you stay in His grace and in His mercy and under His covering. Because without Him, we can do nothing. The people out there, they have no hope. The only thing they contain to is death. And the only life they see is their own life. And they're going to do everything they can to preserve their lust, their pleasures, their desires, any way, any facet, any form, they're going to go ahead and fulfill it. Praise Yah, saints of the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah.
If y'all would remind me, when Tabernacles, the Feast of Tabernacles come by, because Brother Brett Cargo and Brother Gideon, they'd be extremely busy at training our teams. But if y'all would remind me, and Hostile MGTOW. No, I didn't see that. So post that in there again, and maybe I'll catch them pants you was talking about. But see if you can find me a pin up here, Teach. But if you would remind me, we'll be at the pavilion, and we'll give y'all a class. We'll give you a class on the breakdown of AR-15s and the different types of apertures, different types of weapon systems and everything you can use. And then you have to pick and choose what will probably be best for you. I can't tell you what's good. You know, I can't tell you what works for you. I just can't do that. I know it works for me. So you've got to go through the trial and error, you know, thing like that. You got to do that, all right? Also, now, tomorrow, we're going to be in the book of Revelations again. We're going to be in the book, but we're going to be there for a while. So before you can come in there, Shabbat, make sure that y'all have your pen and sheet of paper, because we're going to be in there. We're going to be in there to see what the book has to say as opposed to men. And we're going to have to get into this end times to try to uncover some more stuff for those of us who have been called into his purpose, into his wonderful life. I had something else on my mind here real quick I wanted to discuss. Hey, Brother Abraham, Brother Sister Carrie over in Australia.
Yes.
Man, y'all getting ready to head off into y'all wintertime, ain't you? Yep, good. I'm glad y'all got the notes. Man, y'all heading off in y'all wintertime over in Australia right now, right? Wow. That's the other side of the world.
Yes.
For sure. All right. But if y'all didn't listen to Sisters to Sisters broadcast yesterday, with Elder Rufus and Sister Jennifer, you need to go over there and do it. You need to go back and listen to that broadcast again. Now, Brother Gideon says, whatever they do, keep it simple and buy once, cry once. Don't go cheap with your life. Man, that's really good. That's really, really good. In other words, do your due diligence. And listen to what the ranger is saying, because I'm telling you, man, I don't know nobody is better at weapons training than him. I just don't. Brother Gideon is damn good. And I seen his AR that he built. I wanted to snatch it out of his hand and take off and run. He probably would have knifed me and killed me at that point, but I don't know if he'd have killed his brother, but he damn sure got his weapon back, though. Because the way he built that thing, woo-wee! I looked at that thing and said, man, that thing looks better put together than my damn dang of defense back here. That's for sure. Dang. But anyway, I know it. I saw, matter of fact, I talked to, I think his name is Petty, Sergeant Petty. He came to the front gate today, just you know, doing his little routine beat. One of the sheriffs up here, he's been on the beat up here for about 14 years. And he's always, you know, been very professional with us and very kind. You know what I mean? He never caused no trouble, no, nothing like that. Never been overbearing, not one of these proud-ass, low-base, low-grade paid sheriffs in these little country bunker towns. You understand me? Deputy sheriffs. He's always been good. Always been good. I'm telling you, Bro Gideon, when I saw that thing, I want to snatch that thing and run. That was a spirit, though. that's what that was. That was a spirit, though. Because I was, man, I seen that thing. My eyes already big. They ain't got too much more room for expansion, if you know what I mean. I was like, damn, look at that. What the shit? I said, damn. Yeah, I'm telling you, boy, to beat that spirit back. Man, but anyway, we sat at the gate and we talked for a while, and he had his little AR. I said, what the hell is that damn thing? He said, oh, that's what the issue. I said, you can't get a better AR than that. He says, no, we have to take what the issue is. We're fortunate to be able to put a red dot on there. I said, what the shit is that? You understand what I mean? And of course, you know, I know, Pastor Dow, I know. He said, believe me, I know. Because all these people up here, whether they like it or not, they watch me. They keep up with us up here in our little small town. They all think we don't know. They all think we don't know. And you know what's amazing is when I'm up here in this small town and I'm walking in Walmart, right? I can be up here in Walmart, and next thing you know, I'll get some Caucasian white man. He'll say, hey, he'll see me now. He'll kind of scoot over, hey, Pastor Dow, how you doing? I said, I'm doing all right, man. Well, I can help you. He said, man, I just want to let you know you're telling the truth. And you're right, man. I support you. I said, if you support me, why are you so secret? I mean, hey, man, they want to fly under the radar. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're right, Nicodemus. They want to tell you, I write that I had another woman. I went into a place of business. They said, Pastor Dow, can I ask one thing of you? I said, sure, what is it? She says, can you please speak our language up here? I said, what do you mean? I speak English. She says, no. She says, you use words that are so damn big that we've got to stop every 5 to 10 seconds with a dictionary and look up to see what you're saying in context. We are pretty dumb people up here. That's what she said to me.
Right.
I said, I'm sorry, but I have a worldwide audience. I cannot just cater and tailor make what I'm talking about to just exclusively to Lafayette, Tennessee. You get it, you don't. You got ears here, you do whatever.
Yes.
Jesus. Unreal.
Yeah, right.
What was I talking about before that, man? Gideon messed me up, man. Got me off on that. But tomorrow, we're going into the book of Hazum, Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And we're going to narrow down a little bit. We're going to talk mainly a little bit about this beast. This beast. All right? Bring some clarity on this beast. And the dragon. We're going to talk about the dragon and the beast. And we're hopefully going to clear up a little bit of confusion. Now, remember, at all times, that prophecy is always subject to be dual.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most people don't know that. I think what he'll teach that people don't understand the principles of Yah.
Yeah.
All right? The principles of Yah. So, y'all make sure that tomorrow that y'all are and I want y'all to be kind of relaxed, though, okay, because we are here. Get some coffee, get you some tea, or whatever it is, relax. But at the same time, make sure you got a nice notepaper and make sure that we have your undivided attention. Because we both going to be here, and we're going to both be busy. There's a lot of scripts we got to read. There's much truth to be desired. There's a lot that got to be laid down, and we need understanding. No.
Yes. With all that getting, get understanding.
Other than that, I may take 3 or 4 phone calls. I may take 3 or 4 phone calls in a little bit, but I really truly want y'all to go back, especially sisters. I want y'all to, oh, this is yours. I want y'all to go back and listen to Elder Rufus and Sister Jennifer, and then I want y'all to go to my Facebook page and listen to all those rants I had to go on yesterday and today. And I realized that I'm responding to a lot of people that ain't even in Israel. You know what I mean? Let me get some water here for a second. I realize I'm talking to a lot of people that ain't even in Israel. I'm good. And but it's always an opportunity for me to sit there and answer these questions.
Yes.
Especially doing it in a video presentation because today earlier, Mother Carol and Sister Summer chimed in and they checked in and gave a woman's perspective and a point of view, and we got it from 2 different generations to see exactly where we should be and where we are. Got a message that said the elites are running underground bunkers in New Zealand. They're doing that everywhere.
Yeah, they've been doing that for years.
Y'all got to understand something. In the book of Revelations, they can build all the underground bunkers they want. It still ain't going to save them.
No.
Only Yahshua is going to save us. Y'all got to get that. I get it. Believe me, we do all the preparation and everything we can because that's what the book teaches us.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahshua is the only one to save us because He's the ones that's going to cause them to cry and ask the same damn bunkers they're going in, they're going to ask them same bunkers that they're in for the rocks to fall on them. Because they want to try their best to escape the one that's coming. I know, Pastor Al, y'all believe in a bunch of mysteries and fairy tales. And we're going to find out real quick, fast, in a hurry. We're going to find out that this Jesus, the real Jesus, this Yahshua, he was not some figment or pigmentation of man's imagination. We're going to find out real quick. And we're going to, one thing we're going to know, that all of our running that we've done, it definitely hasn't been in vain. That's why I say right now, some of you, it's taking entirely too long for you to be working on yourself. It really truly is. It's taking entirely too long. And one reason why I know it's taking entirely too long, because you have a very unmerciful spirit.
Listen.
Are y'all hearing me? The Bible says if we judge ourselves, then we will not be judged. And some of you, you've done given an exemption to yourself concerning judgment. But boy, you sure are keen when it comes to judging somebody else. I guess we're going to start it now, Dan.
Here we go.
I guess we're going to start it now, huh? I thought we was going to escape this, but I guess we already done started then, huh? We on it now. Jeez. And see, people, they just don't, they really truly don't get what the book is saying in the day and the time and hour that we live in today. I don't know what it is. I don't know why that we decide to think that we can trump the scriptures and go past it. It just don't make any sense to me whatsoever at all. Now, look, 1 Timothy 6, verse 1. We already running, man. Let's go on. Let's get it. We off and running.
Let as many servants as are under the yoke.
Now, first of all, if you are a servant, you got to be under the what?
Count their own masters worthy of honor.
But you got to be under the yoke, right?
Yes.
Under the yoke. Under the yoke. That means you got to be in servitude.
Yes.
You have an obligation.
Yes.
Is that right? You are under the beam and the balance of it. The scales.
Yes.
You are literally under the yoke. So let as many servants, that's the people who are disciples, right? Let as be under the yoke. What are you supposed to do? Here we go again. What we're doing is going off last Shabbat.
Count their own masters.
Count their own what?
Masters.
Count their own rulers.
Mm-hmm.
Husband. Master. Whoever is in leadership position over you, what are you supposed to do?
Worthy of
what?
All honor.
Worthy of all. How much honor?
All honor.
Just a little bit of honor.
All honor.
Just some honor.
All honor.
If they gain my respect.
All honor.
If I pick and choose to make it.
All honor.
And there's a purpose for this. You know the reason why? Because if you don't count the ones that are in authority over you, worthy of all honor, Satan is going to use that to cause an offense in you.
Offense, yes.
It will rise up. It will swell up in you, and you will begin to dishonor.
Yes.
And disrespect.
Disrespect, yes.
And the very ruach that you thought you had, you're going to move right back up into flesh.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's exactly what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be fighting against Yah.
Yes.
And, but you're thinking that you're fighting against man.
Yeah.
But you're really truly going to be fighting against Yah. And the reason why we do this and the purpose we do this is because of what?
That the name of Yah
be what?
And his doctrine.
And his teachings be what?
Be not blasphemed.
We live this way, we do this way, so that the name of Yah is not defamed, so that it's not railed on, so that people can, we can stop all their mouths, and so that people don't speak evil against us. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Mm.
Now, and then it goes on, verse 2 gets even deeper. Read on.
And they that have believing masters.
What kind of masters are these?
Believing masters.
That's the same ones that fear the Most High Yah just like you do. Right, right. They that believe in master do what?
Let them not despise them.
Like I said from the very same beginning. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Read on.
Because they are brethren.
They are what?
Brethren.
They are brethren. They are what?
Brethren.
They are brethren. Come on.
But rather do them service.
Oh, wait. You mean tell me that I've got to sit up here and volunteer my services to them?
Service.
Let me tell you something. If you are a husband, you are the leader of your family. You know the responsibility you have on you. It's great, especially when you have a child and children. Those are child and children, they're not designed to carry the load of responsibility that you have.
True.
You already know what they have need of even before they even ask.
True.
It's like the Father says that to us.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
But if you are in a subservient position, and you're going to sit up here and despise them that are over you, are you following? Every single time you do that, you pass yourself as a judge. You are allowing the word of God to be blasphemed.
And his doctrine as well.
Yes. All the teachings.
Yes.
Don't give me this fake, phony, false-faced stuff that you can sit up here and you can put on a pious, pompous spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can act lowly and meek and deceive the hell out of everybody. That you are the greatest saint since sliced bread. But yet and still, you despising and you forgetting that they are brethren as well.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are they brethren as well, not only does he command you to do them service, but because they are what?
Faithful.
Now, I don't know. If you ain't in a leadership position, you ain't more faithful than your leader. You're not more faithful than the people that are over you. No, you're not. But they are faithful and what?
Beloved.
And what else?
Partakers of the benefit.
Now keep going.
These things teach and exhort.
Why?
If any man teach otherwise.
If they go contrary to the teaching that you are receiving from us.
And consent not to wholesome words.
We're talking about words that have substance. Words that are sound in health. Words that will be a benefit to you. Come on.
Even the words of our Master, Jesus Christ,
read on,
and to the doctrine which is according to godliness.
Look what we're getting ready to get into. He is what?
He is proud.
He's what?
Proud.
When a person is proud, automatically, look what he says.
Knowing nothing.
They don't know nothing. See, some of you think that because you get angry, get upset, and you let your spirit rise up, you lose self-control, you think that you're speaking from the unction of a ruach. That ain't nothing but the flesh and the devil speaking.
Mm. So
that ain't the ruach speaking.
No.
The Bible says flat out, you ain't nothing but proud. You don't know nothing, but you what? Always got questions. You know why? Because you're unsettled. Always about questions. Is that right? And what else?
But doughty about questions. And strife.
And strifes.
Of words.
You know, disputions. All the way, strifes of words. And what else?
Whereof cometh envy.
I talked about that earlier today. That's one of the big problems that our sisters got with each other is envy.
Envy.
That is a man spirit. Only a man can be tempted by envy. If you're a woman being tempted by envy, I told you what it was. You have too much DNA deposited in you. You start to act manly. You start to take on another nature. The Bible doesn't give you any instruction or laws concerning envy whatsoever at all. But it does give it to a man. So that means you have to be outside of the covenant in order to be able to respond and react like that.
Outside of the body.
You got to be outside of the body. You can't be in the body. There's no way possible.
Yes.
Come on.
Whereof cometh envy? Strife.
Look at that. Look, strife. Why is it that we always got to have some type of quarrel, some type of debate, some type of variance, some type of wrangling, some type of, we always got to have, there's always a disagreement in there. Always a different disagreement in there. Always evil speaking. You know the reason why people speak evil? Because they're full of vilification. To where they want to vilify themselves.
Themselves.
And they want to put themselves even above the word of God.
Ooh. Lucifer.
Oh, I know it is hurting. It should be hurting. Read on.
Relics.
Uh-huh.
Evil surmising.
Surmising are suspicions. How many of you are driven by suspicions? I suspect, I think, I perceive. Well, damn, guess what? I'm going to say what El Rupa said. You know what El Rupa said? If you go and look for something that you're searching for and you find it, then what the hell? You found it. Now what?
True.
Suspicion. I suspect. So what the hell, what if you do suspect? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to be the most righteous, holy, ghost-filled, savior, saint of the Most High Yah that's full of love that anybody's ever come before you?
Come on.
Read on.
Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds.
Ooh, Jesus. It sounds like Romans 1. Read on.
And destitute of the truth.
You know, the Bible talks about, there's a particular verse in there that says that there are people who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And when you start holding the truth in unrighteousness, that means you are destitute. You're empty. You're empty of the truth. That's what the word destitute means. That means you have defrauded. You are totally empty. Read on.
Supposing
that what?
That gain is godliness.
Now, I mean, look, even the world out here do that. They think that the more they got, that makes them more godly.
Mm-hmm.
But the book teach us from what?
From such.
Do what?
Withdraw thyself.
Now, watch this type of godliness. Because remember, y'all says my ways are higher than your ways.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Is that right?
That's right.
Look what he says. Read on.
But godliness.
With what?
With contentment.
With what? With what?
Contentment.
With what?
Contentment.
Contentment is literally just self-satisfaction. That's what it is. Just simply, it's just simply that. That's all it is. Why I'm not satisfied? Ho, who's speaking? Because Paul made a distinction between the flesh and the spirit.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, he did, too.
Oh, yes, he did.
Now, let me graduate you for a second. Because Paul, he gloried not in the things of the flesh that brought him pleasure. He gloried in his infirmities.
Yes.
Every single trial, every single tribulation, every single time he was shipwrecked and spoken falsely of by brethren. He said, that right there, that is what caused me to glory. But see, you want everything to run your damn way. You want things to be smooth as butter. That's what you want. That's what you want. And you want to glory in the fact that I was right.
Come on.
Paul said, damn, I'm glorying in all my infirmities.
Yes.
Knowing that these are the things that brought me about to perfection. So this is the problem. That's the reason why people are full of envy. And proud.
Come on.
Because they have nothing to humble themselves whatsoever.
I'm probably speaking French.
I'm literally probably speaking French because whatever way in the world you think is up is literally down.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Yah, whatever's down in this world is literally up. And what's up is down.
Yes.
Really? It could be confusing to a lot of people.
Yes.
Makes perfect sense to us, though. Come on.
But godliness
with what?
Contentment.
Uh-huh.
Is great gain.
Just a little gain.
Great gain.
Small gain.
Great gain.
So godliness with contentment is what kind of gain?
Great gain.
Great gain. Second Timothy. No, let's go to Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to be before you long, I promise you, because I'm telling you, man, I'm passed down and teach us where we tired. But we got to hit this now since y'all done provoked the word. Come on.
2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong.
Oh, yeah. Go to verse 3. Go to chapter 3, I'm sorry. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Everybody doing all right? Y'all good to go? Come on with it.
Just know also in the last days,
what days?
Last days.
Are we not in the last days?
We're in the last days.
We definitely got to be. We are almost 2,000 years. We have not. I don't. These calendars are all jacked up nowadays.
Oh, yes, they are.
So we're closer to the coming of Christ than what we were when we were first born.
Definitely.
So
yes.
These know also in the last days that what kind of times are going to come?
Perilous times. times.
Y'all hear that? The times? The times are going to be some prayers. They're going to be some difficult times. It's going to take some strength.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get all your strength and all your help that comes from the Most High Yah. Is that right? There's going to be some dangerous times that's coming. Come on.
They shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Selfish.
Yes.
Selfish. Just flat out selfish. Is that you? Have you judged yourself so that you don't be judged? Read on.
Covetous. Boasters.
Here comes his word again.
Proud.
What's that word again?
Proud.
You know, well, that's when you appear to yourself as if you are above others. And what we do in Israel, we try to act like we humble. But in our pride, we're really, truly trying to appear like we're above others. And that stench we got. Come on.
Blasphemous.
Come on.
Disobedient to parents.
Mm.
Unthankful.
And?
Unholy.
Come on.
Without natural affection.
All right now.
Truce breakers.
What kind?
Truce breakers.
Come on.
False accusers.
Oof.
Incontinent.
Mm. You know, false accuser simply means slander. Just a slander. We use the word incontinent. That means people who are without, you ready for this one? Self-control.
Ooh, self-control. That's
you can't even control yourself. You can't control your emotions. You can't control your feelings.
Yes.
Because you've been living by them for so damn long. The Bible teaches you that man should not live. He should live by what? Not by bread alone. By bread. Wheat bread.
Yes.
Wholesome bread. rye bread.
Rye bread alone.
But by every word.
Every word.
Some words.
Every word.
Few words.
Every word.
Just one word.
Every word.
The word I love, it suits me.
Every word.
You're supposed to live by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of Yah. But since you don't have no self-control, your emotions and your feelings dominate, and they mean more to you than what the word says.
Mm.
Come on.
Fierce.
Oh, Jesus. Well, this ain't getting no better. This ain't getting no better. Savage.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I'm doing is I'm looking up the Greek words as we go. And then, boy, when you look up the words from the original, boy, they don't make no apologies.
No.
Savage, come on.
Despisers of those that are good.
Why are you so hostile against those that are, you know, that are good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's crazy. We'll never, ever, ever be righteous in man's eyes.
So true.
But yet Yah will call us righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And his sight is greater than ours.
Definitely.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Why? Because we're working out our salvation. And we're doing it with fear and trembling.
Yeah.
Is that right? Read on.
Traitors.
What else?
Heady.
Mm-hmm.
High-minded.
Here it is. Here we coming up now.
Lovers of pleasure.
More than what?
More than lovers of Yah.
Now, here we go. This is where we really hit the schemes of things. Read on.
Having a form of godliness.
But what is this form of godliness called them to do?
Denying the power thereof.
It calls them to disavow. It calls them to deny. It calls them to refuse. It calls them to reject the power thereof. Come on.
From such.
What are you supposed to do? Have fellowship with them?
Turn away.
Commune with them.
Turn away.
Have secret conversations with them.
Turn away.
All of a sudden, you my best friend.
Turn.
Because we all agree in this contention.
Turn away.
Turn away. And then he goes off and gives us a literal example of the type of people that these people are. Literally.
Mm.
That's what he says.
Yes, sir.
Mm. I don't know what we're going to end up doing in this daytime and hour, but I know one thing, we got to obey y'all's word.
Yes.
We got to.
Yes.
Go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. We'll finish up on this one right here, all right? The flesh got to be defeated because the avenue of Satan, I'm going to say something, The flesh has to be defeated because the avenue of Satan is feelings and emotions. Bro, Steve, make a battery. The flesh has got to be defeated because the avenue of Satan is feelings and emotions. That ain't the word. Your feelings and emotions ain't the word. Just because sometimes I get heartburn don't mean I'm feeling the Holy Spirit.
No.
Telling me something wrong.
Yeah, that's simple.
So if you're feeling something, it's causing you to be downcast, cause you to be heavy,
yes.
Cause you to be depressed by the fruits you should know them. What fruit is that then?
Discern.
How about just pray?
Yes.
Everybody, well, it's here, you just do it, you want to pray. You don't know how effective it is because you don't pray.
True.
But if you pray, you know how effective it is.
Oh, yes.
So it ain't, Mother Bullock just didn't give us a cliche, pray. No, that's because she was a woman of prayer. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
Wherefore?
Do what?
Laying aside all malice.
Some of it?
All malice.
Man, that's... I kind of like being depraved.
All malice.
I kind of like being naughty.
All malice.
And do what?
And all guile.
And all guile is when you speak in such a way to where you're tricking someone. You're deceiving someone, and you're using subtleties to trick them. If you don't believe me, go check out Greek 1388.
Yeah.
Go check it out from the real. What you are is that you are using the spirit of decoy. These people think I'm kidding. Everything that teaches reading, I'm defining each word from you by the Greek, the original. Koine Greek.
I'm Greek. Yep.
Come on.
And all hypocrisies and all envy.
There's that word again, isn't it? In other words, lay aside all ill wills. You know when you feel ill about someone. Wait a minute. Let me see. If you feel ill about someone, I know you're discerning that these people are evil and the Holy Ghost is giving you a witness. Is that right? But what the hell are you going to do about it when he gave him the same ruach?
Yes.
As he gave you? What kind of damn discernment is that? That don't make no sense, do it. Read on.
And all evil speaking.
That's also has to do with jealousy, too. Evil speaking, come on.
As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word.
That you may what?
That you may grow thereby.
Let me give you in a nutshell what this book is talking about. It's telling us as Israelites what we need to be doing is we need to have extreme charity for each other. Now, we're not to do the world wrong or nothing, but our love for each other, our kindness and commitment to each other is going to be greater. Greater. I'm looking at the security camera, boy, and over at Nelly's house, that damn spider is working, boy.
Yep.
He is working. Read on.
If so be, ye have tasted that the master... is gracious.
Anybody been filled with the Holy Spirit? You tasted that God's good? He's gracious. I mean, we got his favor, right? Come on. Okay.
To whom coming as unto a living stone?
Uh-huh.
Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. He also as lively stones are built as a spiritual house.
Now, let's go, I say we're going to stop on hunger, but let's go ahead and stop this time at 1 Peter 5:1, and we're going to read on a little bit, okay? Because we need this exhortation, we need this warning before we retire tonight, okay? Hopefully our spirits will be right. Read on.
The others which are among you, I exhort.
All right, he's doing what?
I exhort.
So Paul is exhorting these elders which are amongst us. He's giving a consolation of beseeching. Is that right? Comfort. Is that right? He's exhorting. He's entreating. Read on.
Who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
Come on.
And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Boy, I tell you, that's a resume, isn't it? Just that one verse alone is a resume alone. Read on.
Feed the flock of Yah.
Do what with the flock of Yah?
Feed the flock of Yah.
Give them, put some rations on them.
Feed the flock of Yah.
Let the food banks take care of them.
Feed the flock of Yah.
Go get some government cheese.
Feed the flock of Yah.
You mean the elders are taught to feed the flock of Yah?
Feed the flock.
Feed the flock of Yah. Come on.
Which is among you.
Come on.
Taking the oversight.
Taking the what?
The oversight.
The oversight. That means you are looking diligently, and while you're doing this, you're being aware. See, people think that when we're in these positions that we want this. You remember years ago I used to tell people, all right, you think you want to be pastor? Good, I'll give it to you for 30 days. You can have it. You remember me, brothers, doing that? You're just down the hall.
Oh, man.
Good, you can have it. I'll sit back and I'll do whatever you tell me. Nobody would ever come forward.
No, nobody thinks.
Nobody would ever come forward. No, they would murmur, complain, but nobody, when you put them in the same position, nobody would ever come forward.
Amen.
You got all the answers.
Yeah.
You murmur, you complain, you got it all. But when I put you and I give it to you, I give you the keys to the ministry, I give you everything. And all I want to do is be in your position. Nobody step forward.
No.
Not one damn person.
No, never.
That always amazed me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Taking the oversight thereof, but not by constraint.
Read on.
But willingly.
Willingly? Come on.
Not for filthy lucre.
Not for no personal gain. Or no, come on.
But of a ready mind.
What kind of mind?
Ready mind.
A willing mind. Come on.
Neither as being masters over Yah's heritage.
Listen, we don't seek to dominate, subjugate, or control anyone. Is that just the truth?
Amen.
No, we don't. We don't exercise dominion and lordship over you. You already got a master. We're here to be examples. We're here to be leaders and guiders.
Amen.
As those that have wisdom from Yah.
Yes.
Not you don't press. None of that stuff. Come on.
But being in samples to the flock.
Come on.
And when the chief shepherd.
That's Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ.
Shall appear.
Read on.
Ye shall receive a crown of glory.
Now guess what? He has some instruction for us. Let's go 1 Peter 5:5. Read on.
Likewise, ye younger.
You older.
Likewise, ye younger.
You more experienced.
Likewise, ye younger.
I'm 20 years old, but I think I'm 50 and 60, so I got to be the younger that's got a hell of a lot more wisdom.
Likewise, ye younger.
I only been living 20, 30, 40 years, but I know every damn thing.
Ye younger?
I've had every experience that there is in the world, even though I ain't been no damn well.
You younger?
I ain't traveled much, because the ones who travel most knows much.
You younger?
So likewise, you younger, you one that is adolescent, you one that don't know too much, you one including the imperative of the word in itself, and also young in this walk of regeneration.
Yes.
You younger, do what?
Submit.
So young is not just by age only. It's just by how long you've literally been and have experience in this walk.
Yes.
Don't tell me you've been a Christian all your life. You love Jesus. We talk about in this walk. What is your pedigree? What is your time on ingraining this walk?
Mm-hmm. Come on. Submit yourself
to what?
Unto the elder.
Submit myself unto the
elder.
Back then, they used to call it the Sanhedrin. They had utter respect for the presbytery back then.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we think we just talk to them any old goddamn way.
Oh, that's so true.
Come on.
Yeah! All of you be subject one to another.
That's because the Most High God calls us. Look, he came to serve, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And did he not tell us that we all servants?
Yes.
Was he not the master?
He was the master.
Did he not come and serve us?
He came and served.
He made himself lowly, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He taught us by being the lowly.
Lowly.
I don't think people are going to get that part right. I still think it goes over the head. See, anytime you're in a position of authority, you always You always have to be lowly, but you always have to lead. And in that position of lowliness, or what some of you people with your proud asses, you think that it's a position of notoriety. You think it's a position where we love to be in the marketplaces, love to be called pastor, elder, teacher, deacon. You out of your damn mind. You don't understand how much damn pressure and how much damn problems and issues and troubles you cause upon us.
True.
I often said it, if I said it once, typically you ain't heard me say this over the years.
Yes.
How many times have we in council have forgiven people much and let them just get off the hook slide and never remind them of the transgressions or iniquities they ever done? But guess what? Don't you slip up.
Yes.
No, you know what I mean? Don't me slip up.
Yes.
We ain't getting the same mercy.
No.
From the unregenerated, proud ass people. Now, the Bible says that a righteous man is going to fall how many times?
Seven times.
But just like Elder Rupert said on that call, they never pay attention to how many times he do what? He gets
back up.
Yes.
Gets back up.
And every time he gets up, he becomes more of an oak.
Yes.
Gets them stronger and stronger and stronger,
yes.
Because whatever the devil meant for evil, Yah meant for good. So I ask you if we can have all this damn grace and mercy for everybody else, but you can't have damn grace and mercy for us. But could it be because you're infused by the spirit of Antichrist? Because remember, one of the damnable spirits of the end time are those that are unmerciful.
Unmerciful, yes.
Implacable. I'm telling you.
Yes. True.
You ain't talking to people that are novices and just woke up this morning on this side of the fence. We've been living this thing for a long, long time. We know what the hell we're doing.
We received much. Oh, yes.
And even at that, we still found one involved. And we give all glory to the Most High Yah.
Amen.
And say it again, all glory to the Most High Yah.
Oh, hallelujah.
They all say, oh, priest, pastor, right now. Oh, yeah, let me fall and see what happens. And see, we call me pastor then, assholes.
Come on. It's real.
Find out something about Teach over here. Let's see if he still teach. You a damn hypocrite. But guess what? We're going to keep ourselves in the love of Yah. Just so that you won't have a damn finger to point. How about that? Read on.
And be clothed with humility.
No. Hold on. Be clothed with what?
Humility.
No, I'm going to rebuke you. You better stay in your place.
Be clothed with humility.
No, you ain't going to tell me what to do. Now I got the revelation of the Most High.
No, you be clothed with humility.
Because why?
For y'all resisteth.
Here come that word again.
He resisteth the proud.
Of the people who appear themselves to be above others. He keep on saying that. But he do what?
He resisteth the proud and giveth grace.
He gives favor.
To the humble.
To the humble. Read on.
Humble yourselves.
Do what?
Humble yourselves.
Under the what?
Therefore, under the mighty hand of Yah.
That he, what he'll do?
That he may exalt you in due time.
Read on.
Casting all your care upon him.
For
he cares for you.
Read.
Be sober.
Be what?
Be sober.
Don't drink beer.
Be sober.
No strong drink.
Be sober?
He's not talking about that. He's talking about you to be sober in mind because you got somebody that's coming after you. He wants you to be able to abstain, to be discreet for a little bit. Come on.
Be vigilant.
Be what?
Vigilant.
Keep awake.
Be vigilant.
Stay watchful.
Vigilant.
Come on.
Because.
Oh, you got somebody.
Your adversary?
Adversary means your opponent.
The devil.
What do he do?
As a roaring lion.
He ain't the lion, but he walks about
as a roaring lion.
Causing fear. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Walketh about.
Terror and torment. Come on.
Seeking whom he may devour.
But what are we supposed to do?
Whom? Resist. Steadfast. In the faith.
Steadfast in the what?
In the faith.
In the truth. Come on.
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Elohim of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory,
after that you have rejoiced, after that you have been happy.
It don't say that, do it? It says after that you have what?
After that you have suffered.
You've done what?
Suffered.
You done been through some intense trials, some intense tribulations.
Mm.
You done had some serious pain.
Yes.
After you have suffered for a while, come on.
It make you
what?
Perfect.
So all sufferings is there to make you what?
Perfect.
Why in the hell does everybody in the world think that their pain is greater than the next person? Why does everybody think that only you have the spirit to where you can feel?
Selfish.
It is. It's self-centered, self-focused, and self-absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
How about you turn every damn thing off yourself itself and turn it on to everybody else who needs favor
yes.
and grace? And if we all did that one to another, what manner of people will we be then? Will we not be the sons and daughters of God?
Amen.
Will we not?
Amen.
You know.
Establish.
Uh-huh.
Strengthen.
Strengthen.
Sow you.
And do what?
To him be glory.
And
dominion.
Power and strength.
Forever.
And
ever.
And
amen.
You can't get no better than that. You can't get no better than that at all. So you notice how when I'm over here, I'm talking a hell of a lot different than I do to that platform over there called Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Facebook. I just don't. There's so many people out there so opinionated, and everybody's giving opinions, but nobody's giving the word of God. Now, hear me. We talk different to the saints of the Most High over here. All right, we'll give a call again, but yeah, we're still practicing our social distancing and our quarantine here. We doing it. Why you think that we had somebody come to see about us today. Hey, hallelujah. Y'all continue to follow our lead. We'll lead you right. We're going to the kingdom, I promise you.
Well, praise God.
But keep yourself in the love of Yah.
In the love. Yeah.
Just keep yourself in love of Yah. Okay,
yeah.
Israel? We need you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about we need each other because they without us could not be made perfect. Are y'all hearing me?
Woo! That says a lot.
So, hey, we're an hour and a half into this. We done said enough here tonight. Get yourself ready against tomorrow.
Yes.
For tomorrow. Because we going in. Better get ready to thump. Because we're going to thump that Bible. We're going to thump that thing. All right? I'll put the notes up on Patreon 100, all right? I bless y'all with sweet, precious, strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. Shabbat Shalom. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, pass the word around. The King comes.